I'm
Love
back.
Talk Radio.
We are back and better than ever. So we hope. It's going to maybe be a little funny here. I've got the rust. Got the rust.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Right,
thank you
are.
For listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
That's right, folks, and you can check out all things Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Head on over there today, LibertyRush.com, and I don't want to forget my friend Paul over at PatriotShit.com. I want to say hello to everybody there in the live feed, Dean. We got people from California, New York watching, Florida, and I'm not sure where Mark is from. Welcome to the show, folks. Please leave comments, share, and spread this around. It's our first show back in a while, and I'm pent up. I had to do this show. I had to get ready because it's just so hectic with all this virus stuff happening here. I'm kind of a little frustrated with what's shaking out as far as that goes. But the president said something the other day that kind of saying how he's got absolute power. And I love President Trump. I'll be voting for President Trump. There's no doubt. But I just need to remind him this, President Trump. Please remember this. The power is not to shall nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. States created the federal government. The states have more power than the federal government. The president does not have absolute power. I'm sorry, Mr. President. You do not have absolute power. You cannot be like a dictator, like a king. As much as I love you and I'm going to vote for you, you can't do that. Not going to happen. The states will make their rules. And Mark's over in North Carolina. And folks, pray for everybody who's been in tornado zones. Pray for anybody whose family member is affected by this virus. I'm not denying there's a virus. There is a virus going around. There are many conspiracy theories flying all around about this virus. They're all over the all kinds of conspiracy theories. The dude ate a raw bat. It was made in a lab. It was made here in America, and a guy from Harvard was shipping it over there and got busted at the airport. Whatever the case may be, there's a virus and it's killing people. Heart attacks are killing people. Cancer is killing people. Herpes is killing people. I don't know if it kills people, but it affects people. There's many, many viruses. And they kill. And guess what? Every day people get sick and die. God's will be done. There's nothing we can do to stop God's will. If our number's up and he reaches in for the little thing and pulls out my number, oh, look, 496-4238-2942-ABCDEF, Mark Hoffman in Spring Hill, Florida. Time to come to heaven, Mark, or hell, wherever I may be going. My number's up, whether I get Wuhan coronavirus or if I get heart attack or if I get hit by a bus. When people get run over by buses, do we ban buses? You know, they're trying to ban guns. They're trying to ban freedom. Hey, baby. My son is kicking it on this homeschooling, I got to say. Sweetheart, can you pour my coffee for me? Thank you. I didn't have time to even eat breakfast. We had to go out this morning. Because of coronavirus, they pushed me into second shift. I've been a second shift. Friday will be a month. So there's another reason why my show has been off. Plus, we had medical problems here at the house. We had schooling issues. We had billing issues. My father passed away without a will, so it's been really hectic. I just have not been able to do a show. But now here we are. We're back. I see Ed Gonzalez is there. What's happening? Ed, Janet's there. Vicky. Vicky, I would love for you to call my show today and tell us what's really happening. Because I had someone go out to Elmhurst Queens Hospital that made CBS News, and they've used the Italian footage, and they tried to say how, oh, this is what's going on, and it was footage from Italy, and they were lying, and it got caught. And then they were out in front of Elmhurst Hospital, and they had these metal barricades that they showed all the people. Oh, look, it's madness over here. And then the next day, my friend who lives over there, Vicky, you met him there at the pub that night when we met you, or your husband, while you were running for a political position. And he drove over to Elmhurst Hospital and took a picture, and there was nobody there. And then I had a friend here in Florida, went to two hospitals, went down to Sarasota and Manatee counties, south of Tampa, St. Pete area.
Yes.
And she went to two of the hospitals, and they were empty. So there's definitely some kind of thing going on. I think they're inflating numbers for money. My mom, mother-in-law, actually was in the hospital on Easter Sunday, and the place was empty, and they're sending people home. The doctors and nurses are on call because there's nobody there. Sarasota, Manatee area, nothing. Maybe we can get a couple of calls in here today from people around. I got Dean is out in California. I got Vicky's out in New York. And I would really, really like to hear from some people. So send me a private message if you have me on your Facebook. Let me know that you're calling, and I will send you the number because I don't want to post it out here right now. And I'm going to bring in my featured guest today. He's fired up about this. He's from Trigger Nation LLC. His name is Royal De Niro, and he's joining us right now on the Patriot Nation radio show. Royal, welcome to the show, my friend.
Good morning. How's it going? Can you hear me pretty well?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Okay.
It's
good
going.
Deal. Good deal.
I'm experiencing serious frustration over this quarantine and the thievery of my freedoms for a virus that if you get it, you may die. And if you get a heart attack, you might die. And if you step off the curb at the wrong time, you might get hit by a bus and die. We're not banning all that other stuff. We're not quarantining people because they might get hit by a bus. Where do you stand on
that? Right, right. My thing is, right now, there's so much stuff that's going on, man. There's so much. There's a lot of things we know. There's a lot of things that people are speculating that's happening behind the scenes. There's a lot of different. There's a lot of different things that are going on right now. And without even getting into a lot of different theories of what people think is going on, and just other things that I've looked into, I know that at the core of everything, you know, our country does need to be opened back up. I know that people need to get back to work. People want to get back to work. Of course, I want to get back to work. I'm kind of in a decent spot right now because I did have some money saved up, thank God, for a change. But, you know, that's not the whole point. You know, of course, yeah, you know, I want to be back working and everything. And I will say that I thank God that we don't have, you know, Hillary Clinton or any other socialist Democrat as our president, because this thing may very well be lasting a whole lot longer. They're banking on, I mean, I know they're trying to say this, you know, by the end of this month, and it's not really, you know, it's not really guaranteed. They're saying, you know, that they're hoping. But, you know, my thing is, I know that a lot of people want to get back to work. I know that the stimulus check doesn't really help a whole lot of people. There's a lot of people who don't even qualify. There's people who are saying it's not enough money. And, you know, it's just, you know, with everything right now, I would say that I have learned about the Trump administration actually going after a lot of these drug cartels, especially over there, you know, in Mexico. It's not a Mexico thing, but, you know, but it is the fact that we do have a lot of traffickers coming in from that, And when he made a statement last week and a reporter asked him about it and she said, is it just the drugs? And he said, no, it's also sex trafficking. And we've been saying that for the longest. When they bring these illegal kids over here, we don't even know if these kids belong to them.
Right.
So him and Attorney General Barr have been going after these people a lot harder since the shutdown. And I would never say that just people being locked in their house is a good thing. That's never a good thing. But I will say that I can see where the shutdown has benefited in them being able to go at them a lot harder because they don't so much more have to worry about, you know, hurting the citizens in the midst of that, because a lot of these people, if you notice, the moment Trump gets ready to do something big like that, that's when we start hearing about a mass shooting, or that's when we start hearing about, you know, all this other stuff going on, and then it's our safety, you know, and you know, that's really in jeopardy. So I will say that I am thankful that they are going after these drug cartels, and I am thankful that they're going after these sex trafficking rings. Now, the jury is out. There's a lot of people speculating who's been getting arrested and are they Hollywood
right.
celebrities, are they not? You know, we'll have to really
Hanks.
More so wait until the president says that himself. But go ahead.
Tom Hanks is in Australia and he's arrested. He doesn't have corona. These are the things that I'm hearing. Now, I also got something sent to me today about 35,000 malnutrition caged children rescued out of U.S. tunnels by the military. I've been hearing this for a while now.
Yes.
Timothy Holmseth, he's reporting. He's the sole reporter for the pedophile task force put together by our great president. And
yes. We
were told about, you know, 3 days of blackness, 10 days of blackness, everything's going to shut down. We're going to get that. That's why they did the president's emergency alert system to everybody's cell phone, because they were going to find a time and shut everything down and raid these tunnels and save these children. I've actually heard that in New York, a couple of these tents are over the tunnel entrances and they're rescuing kids and sending them out to that big ship out in the river there. So if it's true or not, I can't say. I can only pray that they're rescuing these children and that these drug traffickers and all this stuff is really wrapping up here. And, you know, they're not going to tell the people what they're doing all the time. And, you know, President Trump said it when he was getting elected. We're not going to tell you what we're doing, but you can circumvent our efforts. So they're going to do it. Then they're going to tell us. So I'm hoping story about 35 malnutrition caged children that were rescued is true. I know that there is a ring where they're actually breeding these kids with no birth certificate. They proved it. This stuff is true and it's happening.
It's
people,
horrible,
what are you talking about? People are like, what are you talking about? Are you kidding me? I'm like, no, this is happening. And the mainstream media brainwashes everybody with these lies for years. And when they hear the truth, they cannot accept the truth. They can't believe it. It sounds so crazy that there's no way that it can be true. That they're not stealing adrenochrome from these kids. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if they're making adrenochrome from adrenalized blood of children. It sounds crazy, but it doesn't.
It does sound crazy.
It wouldn't surprise
and, you know,
me.
And you start to look into these things, man, and you start to hear these people. And one thing I have learned, and it was the craziest thing ever to me, you know that situation where it's kind of like – you walk into a situation and you're just like, huh, somehow I've always known, you know,
right.
XYZ, whatever it is. When you start to find out something, it's like, huh, I wonder why I always knew that, you know. And it was kind of like one thing I've always noticed, even when I was a kid, I said, I wonder if these movies I'm seeing is them somehow trying to tell us low-key what these people are really into. Not, you know, now, you know, I don't have so crazy of an imagination that I look at Iron Man and Spider-Man. I think that there was actually a guy who was bitten by a spider and he's somewhere in New York, you know, whipping around on webs. You know, I don't think nothing like that. But it's just like, you know, the different things you see with the secret societies, and you know, it's more and more of putting their agenda in your face, like the crap that they do with these kids, and you start to wonder about these kids because you see the kids who become adults, who tell you later as adults what happened to them in the industry as kids. And it's just awful. And you go back and you watch some of these movies, and movies I've even watched and enjoyed as a kid, seeing them as an adult now, it's like, oh my God, that's what they were putting in there. That's what they were suggesting. They were literally sexualizing kids for your entertainment, and you watched it. You didn't catch it, of course, you know, until we get older, but it's just like, that's what they've been doing. Then you start finding out, okay, well, we got these pedophile rings out here, we got these sex trafficking rings, and then you see the same exact people who are also against the president, who the one president who's trying to take all of that out, and it makes sense. No wonder Hollywood hates Trump, you know?
Right.
It's mind-blowing, man.
Well, you know, Corey Haim and Corey Feldman were trying to blow the whistle.
Feldman, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Corey Feldman put out his documentary, it's trying to blow the whistle and call names, and he was having all kinds of trouble. They tried to shut him down. And he's been screaming about it for a long time. We know people like, Home Alone guy.
Macaulay Culkin. Oh, my goodness.
We know it's
obvious. Oh, my goodness. I've seen that guy expose so much crap over the past few months. It is crazy. Wow.
Let's see. I don't see who wrote this article. It comes from, doesn't even tell me, Blogspot. CloseYourOneBlogspot.com, over 35,000 malnourished caged children rescued out of U.S. tunnels. And it mentions Timothy Holmseth, and I know he's on the pedophile task force. He's the sole reporter on that, like my friends Linda and Leonard from CVine International News. They are the ones covering the military tribunals that kicked off January 2018 in Guantanamo.
Thank God for them.
But let's see, there's a therapist, Judy Byington. She's an author of a book called 22 Faces Inside the Extraordinary Life of Jenny Hill and Her 22 Multiple Personalities. And she's claiming 35,000 malnourished, caged, and tortured children have been reported rescued or found deceased in underground tunnels beneath large U.S. cities, including New York, Central Park. Timothy Charles Holmes said in the pedophile task force said this April 3rd, it traumatized children, some of whom have never seen the light of day, pregnant preteens, deformed babies, piles of little corpses whose bodies were apparently used for organ harvesting, children locked in cages, electroshock, and traumatized in order to harvest their blood for adrenochrome for the elites to drink. That sounds so far-fetched to me and insane.
It sounds so... no way. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's just like the more you learn, man, the more you could connect certain dots, man, and just, you know, like I said, I'm not, you know, without even getting into any theories, it's more so I would encourage people, especially your listeners, I would encourage people without even going into any theories, I would encourage people just to pay attention to what's going on around us. You know, just pay attention to little things that Trump says. Just pay attention. You know, that's the main thing, you know, and our common sense will start to line up with things, because it's just like there's some things that just sound so far-fetched, because, you know, our human eye is trained to how can I believe it if I'm not seeing it? You know what I mean? But it's at the same time, they're not really going to tell you that. And how would the public take it if they actually knew? You know what I mean? If Trump actually made a statement and said, this is who's been doing what, I mean, people like you and I would be like, okay, yeah, I get it. But there's a lot of people, they would lose their minds. I don't know how they would ever recover, especially the way that these people believe in a lot of these Hollywood celebrities, a lot of these politicians, Democrats, and I shudder to say some Republicans in name only. And, you know, it's just that would probably mess with a lot of people's heads, because they support these people very highly. And what it would do to them to learn who's really behind all of this stuff, I don't know.
Folks, and if you really want to dig and I've piqued your interest and you're like, damn, I can't believe it, just look for Timothy Charles Holmseth, Holmseth, He is the guy who's doing a lot of the reporting. And you listen to his videos and watch what he says, and then form your own ideas and thoughts. You got to be a free thinker.
Yeah.
What I find people doing is someone will tell them something, someone will make a report, and they'll run with it. Oh, my God, I heard it on the news. This happened. And it's fake, it's false, and it gets spread all over the place. So use your mind and think for yourself. Don't, you see the report.
I agree.
And then make your own informed decision on what you think is the truth. And dig deeper. If you don't believe it, dig deeper. Keep digging. If you don't believe something, don't listen, especially to CNN, the Communist News Network, MSDNC, or CBS. You heard in my opening monologue how CBS, it gets busted. My friend went to Elmhurst Hospital in Queens and took a picture. It's empty. It was on the news. It had hundreds of people. They had metal barricades. They had everything out there. And then after they reported,
these people are sick, man. They are sick in the head, bro.
Think about it. Hollywood. Look what they can do in Hollywood. You don't think they can set up a quick set outside of a hospital in a half hour with a team, put it together, make a 10-minute news report, and then leave, clean everything up?
Oh, yeah.
Gone in an hour.
And they can make it look as real as – my God, man. No wonder these people love the freaking what do you call it? I can't even think of the word. Hypnotist. You know, it's no wonder because they – I mean, it's smoke and mirrors. These people are not who you think they are. These people, I mean, and I'm just going to say just one thing here, man. I used to want to be in Hollywood a long time ago. I used to want to be in Hollywood. It was my dream to be an actor. And, you know, it was actually my passion. And, I mean, I practiced every single day looking in the mirror. You know, I would copy different things from my favorite movies, and I would go in the mirror. I would say things from my favorite actors. You know, I would get the look down. I would get the voices down. I would get everything, man. And I actually wanted to be in Hollywood. And what is the biggest thing to getting into any kind of industry that you want to get into? Well, you start to try to place yourself around the people who can get you there. And, man, I can't tell you, some of these people I haven't seen – I never saw up close how they were so much Satan worshipers. Like, I never saw, like, any of them doing their rituals that people talk about that they do. But I can tell you I've seen very strange behavior. And I'll just give you one quick example, and I'll be done with that. I would go to, like, say, like, if I went to any kind of entertainment show, say if I went to a modeling a friend would tell me, about, hey, you can do some good networking here. You can meet some pretty big names here. And, you know, they get over, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and they're talking about after parties that are 12, 1, 2, and that's fine, whatever. But why am I seeing these grown adults inviting kids who I also seen at these shows? They're inviting them to these parties. Why are you, as an adult, inviting teenage girls and younger, telling them that they can come hang out with you at an after party that's 2 o'clock in the morning? Some point, it's just like, and I never saw any actual activity what they did with these kids, but the fact that you invite a child that young to a party at 2 in the morning is suspicious in itself. And if nobody thinks that that is suspicious, then it's just like I shudder to think where their mind is, because only a pedophile is going to invite a child to a party at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, my mom would always say, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, midnight, that's the devil's hour. So it's like, you know, a child has no place hanging out with a bunch of adults at a party where I also see them doing drugs and drinking. And, oh, my God, man, it's just, no, that right there, if that don't wake up some people enough, it's just, my God, man, it's horrible. And I can't even imagine what actually went down at a lot of these parties, because a lot of them I didn't go to. But, I mean, I can't even imagine exactly what went down there. But when I hear now and people are telling me, well, yeah, you know, they're bringing these kids over and they're, you know, and they're kidnapping them. I said, I have no doubt that that's what they're doing, because I've seen them inviting little kids to parties that are happening, you know, way after midnight, well after a time that they actually need to be home. That's very disturbing to me.
Child Protective Services is procuring these children for these people. And I got to say, for those people who love the Mission Impossible and Tom Cruise, he's a Scientologist. Scientologists recruit children for certain things.
Yes.
I believe Scientology is part of maybe possibly rounding up and abducting of children, along with CPS, Child Protective Services, and other the industry of foster care. Now, there are good foster families out there. A friend of mine was a foster father.
Sure.
And they raise the kids, and they put out good kids. Yes, there are really good people in the foster care system. There are people who are really there to try to make a difference. Yes. And a lot of people get into these things with the idea of they're going to make a difference and they're going to save the children. And then all of a sudden they get tied up in it. Oh, it's just doing my job. Remember the Nuremberg trials, folks. Just following orders, just doing my job. That don't cut it. And these people that are voting for these demon rats think that because they're on the side of the demon rats that they're going to be exempt from the things that the demon rats are doing. Surprise. They're going to be very surprised.
And they won't be.
Caught up in it too, and that they're not going to be exempt from the evil of the demon rat party. Imagine, like you said earlier, if Hillary Clinton was our president. Oh my goodness!
My God!
And I'm glad.
My God!
That
especially now, holy goodness!
And I'm glad to see Tom Fenton and Judicial Watch is going to get her on the stand and make her answer questions under oath. I can't
wait. Thank God for that, dude. He has been going at it for the past 2-3 years or so, and I've been seeing him go hard, and I thank God for him. Yeah, man, definitely.
And Jay Sekulow and his organization, too, they're doing great things. They're digging the dirt. They're going for it. They're going to save our country. Folks, it seems like hell right now. It seems like you're in a living hell. But trust in the Lord and trust in our leader who is being guided by the Lord. I truly believe the president is being guided. Frustrated. He's tired. He says things like, the president has absolute power. He knows he doesn't have absolute power, but he needs to maybe be reminded because he's got so much in his mind, so many things running that he's going to say some things that ain't right. And so we just remind him by reading the 10th Amendment. You know, hey, you know, just read the 10th Amendment. The states have more power than the federal government. They make their own rules. So
I think in a lot of ways he knows that they're going that the media is going to have a fit that he said it like when he said that I am the chosen one when he said, you remember when he said that last year and they had a complete meltdown. It's like he knew, you know, it's like at some point he just baits the media because he knows that they'll just go off of literally anything. Yep. He knows they want to believe they want to paint him as Hitler. They want to paint him as his dictator. They've been trying to ever since he first announced he was running. And he's just like, you know what? I'm going to throw him a bone so they can all jump on that. And while they're on that crap over there, I'm going to be over here working. And then they won't be able to distract me. So it's like, go ahead and think, you know, oh my God, Trump said that he's the chosen one. And he's like, yeah, stupid. And I'll be over here working. You know,
you go ahead and worry about that. And I'm going to get things done for the people, all people. He's not just fighting for Republicans. He's not just fighting for libertarians. He's not fighting for atheists or Catholics or Christians. He's fighting for all of us, whether he likes you or not.
He is.
What makes hatred? I say this a lot of times too. I said when that proverbial poop hits the fan, folks like you and me aren't just going to protect folks like you and me. We're going to try to save everybody: women, children, Democrats, Green Deal people. Save them too, because they're people and they have lives and they have families and people love them. We may not like them.
I mean, my mom's a Democrat. I love her more than anyone on this planet. You know?
See? You know? But
my mom cannot stand Trump. She doesn't go on the tirades like everybody else does, but you know, she cannot stand Trump, and I can tell. But she doesn't go on anti-Trump rants and start going crazy, but you know, that's that, you know, me supporting Trump never made her, you know, that never changed her love for me, so why would I change my love for her because she don't like him? You know, we just don't talk about politics and You know, we talk about everything else. I do mention to her a few of the things because of her Christian beliefs, just like mine. I do mention to her some of the things that the administration is doing just so she can know, because she actually watches some of the leftist news. So I try to keep her up to date. And I don't try to force it on her. I just – the only thing I tell her is the exact truth as to what exactly the Trump administration is doing, what he has done, and – those things that line up with her beliefs. And she even asked me questions sometimes. And, you know, we were talking about abortion, man. And she just, and she just looks at me and she goes, my God, she said, who is doing this? She said, who exactly? She said, why would we get politicians pushing for abortion? And then she asked me, she goes, who's doing this? I said, Nancy Pelosi. I said, you know, Barack Obama was pro-choice. I said, and she just looks at me. She goes, really? I said, yeah, I thought you knew. She's like, no, I didn't know. And she's just like, wow, okay, you know.
Look at the quotes, the famous quotes of Margaret Sanger. That lady said some pretty bad stuff about where these abortion clinics should be and why they want to legalize abortion. Some things she said are really, really horrible.
Oh.
And if you notice, a lot of these abortion clinics are placed in the proverbial hood, as they
say. Yeah, for predominantly black areas,
Or poor neighborhoods where most people are poor, and down is where you'll find a Planned Parenthood. You don't see Planned Parenthood in Beverly Hills. You got to go down to L.A.
Oh,
to find it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. And oh my God. Speaking of L.A., have you seen the video footage of that area? I mean, I'm so used to looking at videos and seeing that place crowded. It is so bizarre seeing it so empty right now. It's so crazy. It's like a whole different world over there. Well, L.A. is a whole different world anyway, but it's like a different world now when you see the video footage and Fox News zooms in on it and you see it's just like completely empty. I said, oh, my God. You know, like what is this place?
They had a Times Square cam looking down Times Square.
Bro, I couldn't believe what I saw.
I've never seen Times Square have no people in it, ever. It's the city that never sleeps. I grew up in New York. I've been to Manhattan. Been to Manhattan thousands. It wasn't even that empty after 9/11. It was that quiet.
No.
It was after 9/11, walking around in Manhattan was like, it was quiet. It was very weird. People were with their heads down, just going like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. But they were nice. They were holding the door open for everybody. They were respectful, and they were kind for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then after 6 months, New Yorkers were New Yorkers again, flipping the proverbial birds. out of my way. Who the hell are you? You know, I get no respect.
I mean, man, yeah. New York has been known for that. I haven't wanted to go back for a long time. But I tell you, man, it is. It is the craziest when, and I just can't even believe seeing New York. I mean, I live over here in Florida, and our streets are not that bad. Now, I will say it is a good feeling, you know, because I don't want to sit in the house all day, right? So I actually get out. I take a drive or something, you know. I get out there, you know, try to get me some fresh air. It is a nice feeling for a change to be able to go outside and actually not get in bumper-to-bumper traffic. That ain't
right.
Going to last forever. So it's just like enjoy it while you can. But
I am in food service manufacturing, deemed essential. I am on the road at 11 o'clock at night driving home, and it is a ghost town. There is nobody. They have here in the Hillsborough County, which is where Tampa Bay is, they have they have a 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. If you're non-essential you're on the roads now, you can get a fine. But the roads are so bare. Yeah, they're fining people in Tampa. If you're on the roads and you're not traveling and they say, do you have your papers? And you don't have papers, they're writing up fines.
You're kidding me.
Fining. Yep.
You're kidding me.
Nope. And also, we had a pastor here in Tampa. Now, I've met him. He's a nice guy. I'm not fully on board with his way of preaching.
Okay.
But he's a really cool guy. He had a church service, and they arrested him. They're arresting pastors But you can go down the block to the abortion clinic and kill your baby, but you can't go to church and praise Jesus. For me, church is essential.
That is disgusting.
It's an essential thing. Church to me is essential.
Amen.
Praising my Lord and Savior is essential. That church should be open. And this is the first time in history that they have quarantined and locked up non-sick people. Quarantines are for the sick and vulnerable. If you're vulnerable, you have bad immune, you have weak lungs, you're old, you stay in. Everybody else goes about their business. If you get the virus and die, it's God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if you get sick and die, you get sick and die. To me, it's just, you know, your number's up, your number's up. I don't know if you were watching the video, but I did my little thing.
Yeah, I saw it,
Reach it in, pulls out my number. That's it. Doesn't matter if I'm sleeping, on a boat, hang gliding, you know, whatever the case may be. My number's up, my number's up. I have no say.
Yeah.
It is not me. I don't make the rules. I am just a human being trying to be, do my life. Human beings being. That's all we want to do. I want to go to work. I want to pay my bills. I want to go to the park. I want to go down and have a picnic if I want to have a picnic. I want to make a barbecue. I want to invite my friends over. I want to go see a concert. And if I get sick and die, I get sick and die. It's going to happen. Happens every
We all got to go eventually. So, you know, it is our time at some point. You know, am I looking forward to dying? No. Does the thought of death scare me? You know, a little bit, but, you know. If it's my time to go, what can I do? I remember I had a friend a few years ago, you know, I would ask her a question. I said, you know, it was just kind of just like a running, like little joke kind of thing. I said, you know, what would you do? Because we always hear stories about people saying what they would do if they ever had a gun pulled on them. And, you know, and then, you know, you got the wannabe gangsters. Oh man, you know, I snatched that gun out of that dude's hand. It's like, yeah, you say that now, but then the situation. And so I would ask my friend, I said, so what would you do if somebody had a gun pointed to your head? She says, I don't really know what I'd do, but if it was my time to go, what could I do? She's like, you know, I could get that guy's gun out of my face and then I could turn around and get hit by a car. She's like, if it's my time to go, what can I do? If God has deemed it that today is just the day I'm going at this moment, there's nothing that's going to stop God's will. So if that's what God wants, that's what God wants, you know.
And that's why we need to get back to life. Because they keep saying the new norm. So next year when the flu hits, are we going to do this for the flu that so far this year worldwide has killed over 119,000? It's probably up to over 120,000 people this year worldwide have died from the flu. Do we stay home for that? No. Will we next year?
Exactly.
Maybe.
It's like at some point, like, you know, are we going to see, and these governors who were pulling this crap, and even the sheriffs, that our sheriff in LA, I'm pretty disappointed. I understand what the sheriff, and you have to forgive me for not having his name. If you have his name, then that's cool. But you know, I was just seeing, you know, the other day he was up there talking about, oh, well, you know, he was letting certain criminals out. Now, he made it clear that they were not, that they were nonviolent criminals. There were people who had, you know, who were going to be under a heavy microscope. And he said that. And with it being LA, can you trust that? Can you not? That'd be up to you. But, I just know what he said. And, as far as that, but you want to, you know, you're trying to lock up all the gun stores. It's like, no. If people want to go and buy guns, they should be allowed to. People want to buy bullets. I mean, don't be letting criminals out, whether they're violent or not. Even if they're nonviolent, don't be letting criminals out. And then you're also locking up gun stores. It just that alone, even if you come out and say that they're nonviolent, still creates the idea and the wonder in people's mind, are these people really nonviolent? And who's to say just because they were not violent when they got to jail doesn't mean, I mean, they could have went to jail. And I'm not trying to be a pessimist, man. I'm just trying to be real about this. These people could have been nonviolent going into prison, right? They could have gotten around some violent people, gotten around some gangs, learned how to be violent. Now when they get out, they're even more dangerous than when they got in. I mean, you just don't know, you know?
Now, also, we had Sheriff Chad Cronister here in the Tampa area had to release this guy out of jail. Well, that guy got out of jail. He killed somebody. He was arrested with a gun and drugs and paraphernalia, but he had to let him out because he was a nonviolent offender. Well, guess what? He left jail and became violent, killed people, and was busted with drugs, drug paraphernalia, and a gun. Well, maybe now he won't get out. But that should be a lesson.
Yeah, see, when you're in confinement like that with a whole bunch of other – it's hard not to pick up that behavior because you're living with violent people 24/7. Even if you're not violent, what you know, it goes back to that old saying, you are what you hang around. Eventually, you don't think these nonviolent criminals are going to start adopting some violent behavior when they're around these people 24/7, and that's all the environment that they know? I mean, it's like you got to become violent almost in order to survive in jail, you know? So
yeah.
It's like
I have a dark past. I've been to some dark places, and jail is one of them. And you by nature you have to defend yourself in that, and defending yourself resorts to violence. Just the way it is.
Yeah, that's why the whole they're nonviolent criminals. That kind of just rolls off the bat because I'm like, yeah, nonviolent. And maybe they weren't violent when they originally got prosecuted. That doesn't, you know, the crime that they're serving for is not a violent crime. That doesn't mean that they're, you know what I mean? It's like, and
right.
The corrections officers, they don't see everything, you know.
It doesn't mean that they weren't beating the crap out of people and just never got caught. Folks in the dark underworld say it ain't a crime till you get caught.
Amen. Oh. That is. I've been hearing that since the 90s. I've been hearing that one since the 90s. And you're so right, man. That's why when you said that, I thought, okay, they're nonviolent. If you say so, you know.
I grew up in a tough neighborhood in Long Island in New York in the 80s. It was a different time, and some things you had to do just to survive being on the streets. And, you know, and if you're a good God-fearing person, you finally come around and you see the light and you accept Jesus and beg for forgiveness and don't go back to that lifestyle, you have a chance.
Yeah.
And here I am. I got out of that neighborhood. I got out of that environment. I got on April 9th, I got 28 years sobriety.
Amen. Congratulations.
You can change.
Good deal, man.
I got a wife. I got a kid. I go to work every day. I pay my bills. I pay my taxes. I own a home. I got two cars in it. You know, you don't
praise
have to
Lord
have
that
life. You can get out of that life. You don't have to. And so many people feel trapped. I'm always like, well, what? Just, you know, pack a bag and leave the bad neighborhoods and go somewhere nice. You know,
amen.
And leave it all
behind. Amen. And I'm glad that you're telling this testimony, man, because people need to hear things like that because especially, you know, during these times right now, people feel like they're trapped in their circumstance. And when they start hearing testimonies like yours, like, you know, like a life that you used to live and you were able to come out of it, some people, they feel stuck. They feel trapped. They feel, man, I'll never come out of this. This is just the life that I'm just destined to. This is the life I chose, and I'm always going to be stuck here. And it's like, no, there is a way out if you seek it out, you know. And thank God for showing you the way. You know, it's like I say, you know, there's never you never have, like, it's never too late. As long as there's breath in your body, it's never too late to get it right with the Lord. And we all have, you know, different things going on with us. We all have things that we've done, said, thought that we are not proud of. And, you know, and God's grace is what continues to keep us going. So, yeah, man, I really do thank God for your story and for your testimony and just, you know, just for blessing you and everything, man. That's really cool.
And when I talk to people, I say, you got to get out of there. They're like, well, my friends. Oh, look what your friends did to you. Are they really your friends? I don't think they're your friends.
Amen.
They're much nicer people out there. Leave your friends, leave the environment, get out of the place where all your triggers are. unless your trigger is Trigger Nation and you want to go trigger these deranged Trump people. That's
yeah, man, you know, you got friends who will try to keep you down, though. And believe me, I know it. I know it. And I just recently, last year, I actually never talked about this before, except for maybe about two or three friends. But I'll tell you here, and it's not a long story. It's just that a few years ago, I was close to people who were kind of like family to me, and you could say, for lack of a better term, over time, I learned who they really were. And I separated from those people. They were into some very bad things. They were into some very bad habits. And if I did not sever my ties with them the way I did, it would have been toxic on my life. It's not so much that they were involved in anything illegal and it would have messed me up. It's just that they were involved in some very toxic things. And, you know, people who are involved in toxic things, and they lead a toxic lifestyle, if you continue to stay attached to them, your life will become just as toxic. And so yep. I cut my ties from them when I learned just, you know, just how they really are, you know, in their nature. Didn't hear from them for years. This is all dating back to like 2014, man. Last year, I run into them just randomly. Last year, I ran into them, and it was the craziest. It was the craziest situation how I even ran into them, and you know, This is a 5-year period, and they are still living the same lifestyle, doing the same crap that's making them run into the same problems. And I'm just like, sometimes God will allow you to run into your past just so you can see how far you've really come. Because this was a time where I really kind of was, I'm not going to say second guessing myself, but I was thinking that maybe I wasn't doing enough. And sometimes God will remind you, hey, you're on the right track, you're good. And he'll do that sometimes through having you run into people who haven't really moved up in life, who haven't done anything to better themselves at all, not even tried to make a difference. And God will show you, see, look at this, you know. And it's not like a looking down on people. It's just that, you know, I can see what happens when you don't, when you choose to not make choices to be better, when you choose to get certain people, like what you were just saying, get certain people out of your circle who are only going to drag you down, you can see the changes. Because some people, they want to stay in that mentality. And you get from around those people, you start seeing your life go in a completely different way, for the better, for the positive. You look better, you feel better, you talk better, you just, everything is better, you know. So yeah, man, I feel you on that, you know. Cutting certain people off who you think are your friends, you think they love you, but a true friend would try to lift you up, not try to, you know, bring you down.
So. Right. Misery loves company. So what I'm going to do right now real quick is I got to play this great song. This is by a friend of mine out of Texas. She's a great lady. Her name is Tamisha Pruitt Ray. And she did this song with her two sons a few years ago. And then I'm going to ask you to give all the people all the information on how people can link up with Trigger Nation. So check this out. Tamisha Pruitt Ray, Early Morning, one of my favorites.
Hey, everybody. Tamisha Pruitt here with my boys again.
TJ.
And we just want to encourage you to wake up with your mindset on Jesus and to seek the Lord early through prayer and through his word. So we pray you be encouraged. All right?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't you know that I woke up this morning with my mind?
Amazing.
Set your mind on Jesus, focus on peace and love and the golden rule. I say all the time, Royale, is you don't have to be a Christian to just follow the Ten Commandments. They're not religious commandments. Honor your mother and father. Don't steal. Don't kill. You know, tell the truth. Simple.
Amen.
You don't have to be an atheist and still follow the Ten Commandments, except for the ones that, you know, that mention God if you're an atheist, because there's no God. It's, the earth is flat, and oh, my goodness, you know. But
People get a little crazy with some of these theories. But it's like, yeah, God is real. You know, you just reach out, and you can feel him even if you can't see him. You know, he's there. Jesus died even for the atheist, you know?
Yeah, amen. And you never felt the power of prayer, folks. I commend you to still, I beg you to keep praying, because one day your prayers will be answered. Trust me, here I am. I made it. And it all was prayer and thanksgiving to the Lord Jesus Christ. He sent my wife to me, and it changed me forever.
Amen.
I knew she was God sent. She was God sent, and she helped save me. God bless her, and now I have a beautiful son. Wake up in the morning and set your mind on Jesus, folks, and focus. And you could be doing great things before you know it. I'm not a millionaire. I don't have, you know, fancy cars and all that stuff. But I have my things. They're meager. They're mine. I work hard for them. And I thank Jesus for all of it, because without Jesus, there's none of it. You know, and if folks
man, I used to hear all the time.
If folks want to
be exactly,
go ahead. I think we lost our guest. I don't hear him.
Can you hear me?
There he is. If folks want to link up with Trigger Nation LLC, get a cool shirt or something, just to say hi to you, for whatever reason. How can they link up with you?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, people can reach out. My main Trigger Nation page, you can reach out to, you type in Trigger Nation LLC, and the reason it's even LLC Facebook page, and where I named it LLC, is because I learned shortly after creating the movement and making, you know, and officially, you know, making the name business and everything, I actually learned there were other Trigger Nation pages, had no idea about it. There were some other knockoff Trigger Nation pages that people had put up like years ago. I had no idea about it. But I said, well, I got to do something. So this is different. So people actually know which one is actually mine. So it's Trigger Nation LLC. That is the Facebook page. You can go on there. You can like the page. I have a few shirts and some merchandise right there on the Facebook page, and people can purchase some of my merchandise right there from that page, and we'll get it out to you as soon as possible. So, yeah, man, we're right there. And also, if anyone follows the hashtag Trigger Nation on Instagram, it will literally take you straight to my Instagram page. So, because literally everything I post is using the hashtag Trigger Nation. I think I've used that hashtag so much that it'll probably take you right straight directly to my page. So, follow that on Facebook page, and please give me a like, give me a review. I had some trolls on there trying to give me some fake reviews a few months back, man. It's, you know, the haters are going to hate, you know, but it's all good.
Yep, and on my page, I don't block the trolls, because I'm a constitutional guy and I believe in free speech. So I let the trolls run free on my page. So, folks, if you run into some trolls, feel free to, you know, bombard them with the truth. You know what I'm saying? Now, we got an event coming up. We've been trying to plan. It's been postponed to May 2nd. Now it looks like we're getting pushed back into June because it keeps getting pushed back. Details to follow if you're in the Florida area. Royale hopefully can still make it down to the event. We have Hernando County.
Oh, yeah, yeah, man. You know, I told you, I plan on it, so.
Yes, sir. I got Hernando County Commissioner Steve Champion. He's the guy who pushed for Howe County to be a Second Amendment sanctuary. It was the second county in Florida to become a Second Amendment sanctuary. He's going to be speaking. I have running for sheriff of Hernando County, James Terry. He's a great man. I have Joe Swilly. He's also running for the county commissioner. I have Kathy Chamberlain coming down. She wrote a book, Rules for Deplorables. And it points out all the rules for radicals and the exact opposite thing to do. That's a great book, Rules for Deplorables. She's going to come down. Mike McAllister, he ran for Agriculture Secretary of Florida. He's going to come down and speak. We got a great lineup, folks. I'm going to speak. My friend James Gavetta, he was Shadow Hawk Gun Store and Survival Spring Hill area, recently out of business, but he's going to speak. He's still teaching the concealed carry classes. So we're going to have a good lineup. It's going to be a good place. It's at the farm in Lake Lindsay Road in Brooksville, Florida. Date to be determined right now. We're batting around some dates. My friend Susan runs the farm out there in Brooksville. Seek it out. Good stuff happening there. A lot of good folk music and acoustic music. Peace, love, and happiness happening at the farm. And once I get all the details, Royale, I'll make sure you get those details, and we'll have ourselves a great time at the farm, Brooksville, Florida, sometime in June.
Okay, man. Well, I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to it. So whatever date you got going, man, you know, you just let me know. You know, I'll go ahead and I'll make sure, you know, that I try to work that out so, you know, so I can make that, yeah. Absolutely.
Excellent. And so right now what I'm trying to do, I should have had this set up. Usually I got this set up before but I'm going to play my good friend Dave Bray. Folks, you all know Dave Bray. What the heck's going on here? He has a great album out. It's called Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. He's working on some new stuff now. You want to check him out at DaveBrayUSA.com. Go out there and listen to his videos and listen to his music. He's got some great stuff happening there. And this is his version of the Star Spangled Banner. It's on his version.
All right.
His album, Storyteller Edition, out now. DaveBrayUSA.com. We're going to wrap up the show here. I want to thank you. Please stick around. Listen to this version if you never heard it. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Bray. It sometimes comes with an ad first. Whoops. Turn this on. Hold on. I forgot to turn on the Bluetooth speaker. Here it comes. Please rock. If you're there in the live feed, please rise and join us for the national anthem. Yeah. There you have it, folks. That's Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition is out now. Don't forget also social media without the libtarded rhetoric, LibertyRush.com and PatriotShip.com. And coming up next Wednesday, I have a gentleman. He wrote a book, and he's going to be coming on the show here. I'm just trying to find the name of the book real fast because I get so much information. I know, Royale, you can relate to that. So many people send you so much stuff all the time, you can't even keep up half the time. So I'm trying to locate got to find his book. It's a good one.
Okay.
It has to do with another border guard that was killed down on the border that they don't talk about. Brian Terry comes up. You know, I had his brother on the show, and this is just another one of those stories, and we're going to have him on. I can't find the title of the book right now, but that'll be next Wednesday, 10:30 a.m., and look for Dave Bray here real soon, too. I'm going to try to get him back on. He was supposed to come on. He was the next show that I was going to do right before I had to stop doing the shows, and we got quarantined and all this stuff happened. So we'll have Dave Bray on here, talk about his new music, his old music, and what's happening with him. Until we meet again, Royale, thanks again. I will send details for our Second Amendment event, and we're going to rock out. Good night. Good day. God bless. Stay safe. And do what's right, folks. That's all I can ask. Until we meet again, good night. God bless America, and God bless you. Peace, brother.
Right on.